Sagt der Mishnah, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. Hakash al Gabi Hamito. If someone has straw on top of a bed, straw is mukta. Straw, Zogt Rashi, is Tomala Hasoka, it's meant for fire, it's meant for igniting a fire. So, since it's mukta, so how do you remove it in order to utilize the bed? So, Loyana Nena Biyodoi, you can't just directly move the straw with your hands. You move it with your guf. Now moving something with your guf is a tiltal kalach hayad, indirectly. You bend down, you push your shoulder against the straw, back of your elbow, and you move it. That's called kalach hayad. So Rashi says, menanea begufoi, b'kseifof, with the shoulders, v'tiltal minatzadhu, deloy shmei tiltal. So Rashi calls it tiltal minatzad. Rishonim call it a little different. Rishonim called it kalach hayad. Some Rishonim, we'll see in a second. But Rashi calls it tiltal min atzad. Why does Rashi call it tiltal min atzad? It's because really tiltal min atzad, there's two types of tiltal mukta. Tiltal directly, that's tiltal mukta. The ways that it's more permissible is one is you take, let's say, a stick and you move the mukta min atzad. That means you take the tiltal, the mukta, directly you're moving it through something else. That's called min atzad. I'm moving min atzad. I'm moving it regularly, just instead of my hands, I'm moving it with a stick. That's called tiltal min atzad. That's how Rashi calls this over here with the shoulder, which is l'chari natso meduktuk, the way that we show him explain, because that's not min atzad means when you move it with a stick, directly, just not with my hands, just min atzad. But when you're moving it in that, when you're moving it kalach hayad, which means in an awkward way, that is what is l'chari described by Rashi himself, begufoi, b'kseifov. B'kseifov means kalach hayad in an awkward way. There's indirectly, which is with a stick, and there's awkwardly. So min atzad is l'chayra when you use a stick, and kalach hayad is when you use a shoulder. Rashi says it's called min atzad. We'll see soon exactly what's is relevant. Let's see the Mishnah first, weiter. V'imhoya maicho behema. If let's say the tevin was animal food is amukta, then you can feed your animals. Or let's say you had a pillow or a blanket or a mattress or your car over there. So then you're stelling avek the straw as your mattress. So then it's amukta. Then you stelled it avek that it's ready your mattress. So then, Zogt Rashi, goli daitoi, you megaladas the aktsel shchiva, me'atateres kli olav. Either you megaladas before Shabbos is ready, but the point is, this is my pillow, this is my mattress. So then you menane biyodi directly. Zok the Mishnah weiter, michbash shel balei batim. If you have a press, that's not a press in the olden days, Rashi describes the two pieces of wood. You put the article of clothing between the two pieces. You have the two pieces of wood screwed together, two pieces of wood that are together pressed, pressing the pair of pants that you want to press. So you have a screw that you put into a certain area that it makes it very tight, and the tighter you put it, the lower you press that screw into the hole, I guess, that is holding the two pieces of wood together, the tighter it is, the more it presses it. So this michbash balabatim, not the umnus muchbash, this is a home one made by balabatim, used directly at home, matirin, you're allowed to remove these yesedos, these pegs that make it tighter and looser. You remove this peg. Why are you removing it? You want to remove the article of clothing that you want to wear on Shabbos. So tzarech Shabbos. You're allowed to remove the peg. Avaloi koivshin. But you're not allowed to close it now and make it tighter. Because then you, and there's article of clothing in there. So then you're doing it letzarech oil. So that would be also. That would be forbidden. Michbash balabati, you're allowed to remove it. Because it's Tzarech Shabbos, take out the clothing, but loy koivshin, but that's Tzarech Chol. Vishal koivshin, but if you have the professional one that is made, used by umnim, and those, if you're going to remove, Zogt Rashi, it's going to be doy melestira, the mere removing it, vishal koivshin lo yigaboy, you're not allowed to touch it all. Now Rashi says, look, lo yigaboy, vimneshu osel takin abgodim, vitoichwe bechazoko, umehadik, vahatorish aloy, merely untightening it, is doyma l'stira. It's not really stira, but it's doyma l'stira. You're loosening that which is mehudik very tightly. So that's like being soisa, like binyan and stira, like stira. Now, even though we know that ain binyan v'stira b'kelim, at least it's questionable, here we're seeing, Rashi calls it doyma l'stira, but l'chor it's kelim. So the Yishalmi says that the koivis shall, the mikvah shall koivs in, is considered as if it is, it's asur b'karka. It's directly part of the earth. So mele it's not considered kelim, it's considered karka. Lemaisa, Rashi saying because of stira. The Rambam in Shabbos, Perek Chavov says that a mikvah shall koivs in. Since it's very expensive, it's commercial, so those, you're not allowed to touch le'yiga by kalik because of chisar and kiss. Muksamach machisar and kiss, because it might get ruined. So it's kalkal. So that's why it's le'yiga by kalik, not like Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hayamutam erev Shabbos, if let's say it was already loosened before Shabbos, so matres kula v'shoimtoy, then even the one shall balabayis, or even the one shall koipsin, I mean, if it was already loosened, so then you're allowed to be matir v'shoimtoy. But then already it's not considered that it's doim l'stira. Then I guess it's not considered that it's chasar and kiss. When it's already partially loosened, it's not gonna be miskalkul. Shoimtoy means you remove the article of clothing that is there. Zok de gemaga, and you remove the peg. Zok de gemaga. Omar Rav Nachman Hai Pugla. Oh, so we're going to get back now to what I said, this Yisoid of Tiltum and Atzad and Kalach Hayad. Zok Dugmova, Omar Rav Nachman. So the main thing is the Mishnah said they allowed to be Menanea Begufoy, which Rashi calls Tiltum and Atzad. Omar Rav Nachman Hai Pugla, if you have a radish. Now, radish is narrow on the bottom and wide on the top. So Hai Pugla Milmala Lamato, if let's say it's placed in the ground, you're not going to move earth on Shabbos. That's muktzah. But if the radish is placed in the ground, the wider part on the top and the thinner, narrower part on the bottom, the way it's, the regular way. So in such an instance, if it's not, it's already disconnected. It's not mushrash b'karka. So merely picking it up out of the ground, you're not moving earth because the bottom part is narrow. So when you're picking up, you're not moving any earth that's below it because the wider part is on the top. But if let's say it's flipped over, let's say the wide part is on the bottom, and the narrow part is on the top. So there's going to be earth on top of the wider part above it because the narrow part is on the top. So if you're going to pick it up now and remove it from the ground, from the narrow part, you're ultimately going to be moving earth indirectly from the up, from in atzad, from above it. So it says clearly in the Braise, Omer Rav Nachman, Hapuglam Ilmal Lamato, if it's placed the wider part on the top and the lower part and the narrow part on the bottom, then it's shori. Because then you're not moving the earth, then it's mutter, milmata lamalo, then it's osir. Now, the obvious question is, that's Gemara's kasha, that tiltum and atzad, ishmei tiltul and it's osir. Here we see clearly that tiltul and atzad is osir, meaning if the wider part is on the bottom, and now you're indirectly being metaltul and atzad, the earth, you're not allowed to lift the radish. So we see tiltum and atzad is also, how does the Mishnah say, kasha gabe mito yimananea begufoi? We'll see soon in the Rishonim, Al-Kaponim, we're comparing the Mishnah to kash, meaning tiltum and atzad, to l'kalach hayad. Zog du gemorre. Omar Rav Adeba Abba Amri Berav Tanino de loike Rav Nachman. We learned clearly, not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman just said that Pugla Milmal Lamata is Mutter, but Lamata Lamal is also. Then we tilt him and Atzad is also. We learned in the Mishnah, not like Rav Nachman. Why? Because state in the Mishnah, Hakasha Rabbe Mito, Loyananea Biyodo, you're not allowed to be Manena with your hands directly, Avanena Begufoi, but you're allowed to do it indirectly. Vimoya Machel Behemoi, Shoya Olaf Karo, Isadimananea Biyodoi. Shmamina, what do we see from the Mishnah? Tiltul Minatzad, Loishme Tiltul. You're allowed to move it with your body, with your Ksefoi, Begufoi. Shmamina, and Nalag of Nachman, it says that Tiltul Minatzad by the Pugla is also, if it's the wider part is on the bottom. That is what the Gemara wants to say. Now, there's a Yisoyistik and Machloikas Rishonim over here in the whole din of Tiltul Minatzad and Tiltul Kalachayad. We'll go back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah said, when you have kash al gabi amito, shinala b'menanea b'yodoi, but rather you menanea b'gufoi. That means you do it kalacha yad, or Rashi called it minatzad. So the question is, by Toysen Daf Mem Gimel said that tiltel minatzad, zok Toysis, is only muta l'tzorich dova hamuta. That means, I am moving minatzad l'tzorich dova hamuta. For instance, the kash, I'm moving it for the kash, so it's l'tzorich dova osir. It's not l'tzorich dova muta. So l'chore, what happened to the din of tiltel minatzad is only muta l'tzorich dova hamuta? By the radish, you're being metaltel, this tiltel minatzad is l'tzorich dova hamuta taka, because the radish is a dova muta. I'm lifting this radish out of the ground, it's tiltum and atzara, moving the earth, is a tzorch dova muta. It's for the radish. Radish is dova muta. Mashenka by the kash, it's tiltum and atzara, tzorch dova osa. Luchara, Tois says you need tiltum and atzara, only tzorch dova muta. So luchara, what's the vart in the Mishnah? So on that, the Rosh says that our sugi is better than tiltum and atzara. Our sugi is tiltum kalachayad. It's in an awkward way. It's not pshat min atzad. Kalachayad does not need l'tzorch dova muta. That's pshat in kash that you can be metaltel kalachayad even l'tzorch dova osa, because kalachayad doesn't need l'tzorch dova muta. Min atzad needs l'tzorch dova muta, but kalachayad could even be l'tzorch dova osa. So the Rosh says the comparison in the Gemara, when the Gemara has a kasha from pugla to kash, is because kalachayad l'tzorch dova osa is comparable to min atzad l'tzorch dova muta. So Masis and Deloy Kirab Nachman. The Ran answers, he says, no, that our sugi is also called the Tzorch Dova Hamuta. Because even when you're moving the kash, you're not doing it for the kash. You're doing it in order to sleep on the bed. So it's called L'tzorich Dova Muta. Don't ask him Tosef Mem Gimel that says that Tiltum Natsad only needs the Tzorich Dova Muta. So the Rosh says here it's Kalachayad. But the Ran says, L'oilom, it's Tiltum Natsad like Rashi calls it. Ah, you need Tzorich Dova Muta? It's called Dova Muta because it's for the purpose of sleeping. That's a Dova Muta. It's not for the cash. Yes, you're moving the cash, but it's for the Mita. Zok the Mishabur and Simon Shinches, according to the Rosh, that Tiltum Kalachayad is Muta even the Tzorich Dova Osa. So then, if you have muktzah that's in the way, you're allowed to kick it with your feet, move it away. Because it's tiltel kalachayad, it's not minatzad, it's tiltel kalachayad, it's in an awkward way you're moving it, and it's mutter, even the tzorch dova osa, even though you want the muktzah out of the way. That's called tzorch dova osa. Tiltel minatzad needs tzorch dova mutter. But according to the Rosh, tiltel kalachayad, you're allowed to have even tzorch dova osa. That'll be the nafkamina in the machlokes shoinim, in the Rosh and the Ran. Akapodim Rashi in the sugi clearly learns it's tiltum and atzad, and that would be like the Ran by Yisoidoi that lecharet lini tzorch dova muta. So the Ran says it's called tzorch dova muta because of the bed, but the Rosh learns it's kalachayad, and kalachayad lecharet dova also we compare to tiltum and atzad lecharet dova muta, and that's what we said masis in the loy Rav Nachman. Zok the Gemara Omer Rav Yehuda hani pilpul, if you have pilpul, so. Medak, if you have pepper, medak chada bikata de sakino. You're not allowed to be toichen. So how do you cut it that it shouldn't be considered toichen when it's very small pieces? So you medak chada. You do one at a time bikata de sakino with the back of the knife. You don't use it the regular way. It's in a shinui. One shinui is it's one by one, and another shinui is the back of the knife, the handle bikata de sakino. So that's shogi. But tarti when you do two at a time, then it's ready also. Tati means you do two at a time. If you do two pilpulim at a time, that's already derech tchina. We're going now yesh tchina b'oichlin, so then it will be also. Rova Omar, Kevin, the Mishani, once you made a shinui, the fact that you used kata de sakino, afila tuva nami, you can do numerous at a time. So Rashi says, chada chada is not toichen, it's called kalachayad. Here Rashi calls it kalachayad. Mashenka, when you do two, that's already considered toichen. Rava says, no, once you're Mishana, even to Venami. Oh my God, you demand the Sochi b'mayo. If someone is swimming in the water, someone's in the water on Shabbos. We're talking about a mikvah, a kalta mikvah. So, lingiv nafshe b'reisha. First, dry yourself. V'hoda lislik. And then go out in the Shusar Rabim. Because in case there's no area of it in the Shusar Rabim. So, dilma osi lasuya dalaram is b'karmelis. It might even be the karmelis. In the Shus Kamas and Alago Dalaramas, you're carrying the water if you didn't dry yourself well. If you're going into the water, assume it's in the Kamalas outdoors, so then you're pushing the water with your Koyach Dalaramas also. How do you go in? It should be also. This is only koichoi. It's not carrying the water. It's pushing the water. Pushing the water is only indirectly through your koyach. That's the, we're not going in the kamelis. When you're coming out of the water, you're carrying the droplets, so that's carrying in the kamelis. You have to dry yourself. Going in, you're pushing indirectly. My body is pushing the water in front of me. That's pushing the next water. That's old koichoi, and that's considered legozu bekamelis. Now, the Rishonim discuss, is a person allowed to go outside in the rain? Maybe you considered you're carrying, you're going outside in the rain. So that's not, maybe you considered you're carrying. You're not allowed to come out of the water because of droplets on the dry stuff. Maybe you can't walk outside in the rain. So that's not considered, they didn't make a gzeir on walking outside in the rain. That's not considered that you are carrying it. Zog di Gemara. Omer Abaya. If you have tit, you have cement, you have tit that's stuck on your in the bottom of your soul, of your shoe. You can scrape it and wipe it off on the ground. Because we can't use it against the wall. The wall of a building, that you can't do. Why not? It looks like you're building. What is building? Building is cement that's slapped onto the walls. That's what cement is. Right, stuckle they call it. So maybe this should be forbidden. So the Rabbi says yes, because you're not allowed to do it because of michzik abayna. That's what Rabbi says. Frag the Gemara, why is it michzik abayna? That's not how you build. That's a shvacha building. You ever see a person putting on cement with the back of his shoe, and that's how you build? That's not cool. That's slapping on stam cement. Chaklo means unprofessional. It's a binyan chaklo. So why should that be considered boina? Not even michzik a boina. Zog di gemara. Elo marove. The opposite. Mekancha bekoisum, because that's a binyan chaklo, and that's not called michzik a boina. Ve'ei mekancha bekarka. The karka punkt forget is also. Why? Dilma osi lashvi a gumois. You might come to fill up the gaps, the gumois. And ashvi gumois is also. Itma mabre and faket. The Ramban says that what's it called? That faket, you bedavka looking for an area on the ground that has a hole in there, because that's where you can scrape your foot against it. So you behead, you're being mashed for the gumas. That's faket. That's what you're looking for. Not dilma stam. You might wipe it on the floor and you be mashed for a guma. You're looking for that area with a hole so you can push your soul against it. So mele is a chashash tak of ashvi gumas. Zog the morgue, itmar, babreid ravina, omar, echot ze, meaning, sai, if it's als boina, sai if it's as ashvi gumas, meaning sai on the karka, sai on the binyan, both of them are also. So you have a issa boina and you have a issa of ashvi gumas. Rav popo me echot ze muta, both are muta. Sai it's not derech binyan, and sai in the karka. We're not choshes for ashvi gumas. Rashi says, why not choshes for ashvi gumas? Ein derech miskavim bekach. My intent is not to be mashvi gumas. V'kaim lekab shimon. It's not a psik reisha. So mele will hold like a pshimon, and a mele, it's not ashvi gumas. It's ein miskavim. A pshimon says mutter. Zok the gemara lemal bereid ravina. According to my ravina that says echot zev echot zev osur. So how do you wipe your foot? If you have a beam over there, it's neither boina and neither ashvi gumos. So you can take a rock or a beam, something that's independent, not a part of a building. The person should not sit at the opening of an area where there's a lechi. Let's say you have a mavui. You have a lechi to have a hekka that you shouldn't go outside to the Shus Rabim. Don't sit right by the end of the lechi. Anytime you have an end of a Shus Yochid going to Shus Rabim, don't sit right there. Why? Dilma migandere lechefetz. You can have an article that might roll out of the area that you're in and go past the lechi. And you might come to fetch and bring it back. So you're carrying in a Shus Rabim. But Omer Rav Leilitzid in Ishkuva, a person should not be mitzadeh de kuva, which is a barrel don't straighten it out. If you have a big barrel, you want to now straighten it out, so then you might be pressing down and be mashvi the gumas below it. Do not take a udra is muchin. You have a piece of cotton, you have a handkerchief. You want to now stuff up a hole in a barrel of wine, let's say. Don't stuff it in there. Why? Dilma osilide schita. You might come to squeeze out liquid. If you're putting cloth into a hole of a barrel, so the liquid might be squeezed when you're pressing it in. So you osilide schita. Now, where does the liquid go to? If the liquid is going li'ibud, getting lost outside in the barrel, so then, even if it's a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha le'nichle. I don't care about the liquid, so then it's a psik reisha le'nichle. So elamai, you have to say that the liquid is staying, remaining in the barrel. So then being soichet, then it's a schita that's nichle. So then it would be a problem, if it's a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha le'nichle. If it's a psik reisha, even if it's le'mechavim, if it's psik reisha, then it would be a psik reisha le'nichle. I mean, the het of le'nichle, you wouldn't have only if it's the ibud. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahane. The Gemara says, also there's chita. So we're not talking about that it's le'ibud. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahane. Even according to the Orach, you can say that it's also. The Rabbonim al Koponim, we hold. So maybe it would not be a raya. It can even go le'ibud. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahane. Teach agave bigdoi. If you have tit on your baguette, you want to clean it. So what do you do? Mechas chesoi min bifnim. You can rub it from the inside. Meaning you don't take your clothing, your jacket, and rub it from the outside. You rub it from the inside, and then the it falls off. Now, why me b'fnim is it mutter? The aim of chatzchasim b'chutz. Zok Rashi, the lav mucha milsa. It's not muchachi doing it to clean. Lachzuye l'schazuye k'melabin. It doesn't look. It's not muchachi doing to melabin, and it's not really melabin. It doesn't look like melabin from the inside, and it's not really melabin. Why? Umalabin mamish le'yave the ain nois and shemaim. You don't place any water over here. Melabin is only when you place water. So there's no water. That's a mibifnim. It's mutter. Mibachutz, it's mucha milsa. It looks like you're being melabin. But mibifnim, it's not mucha milsa. So that's why. And it's no real melabin because there's no water over here. Kivega has a kashin gilin hashas that later on in Kufim Zayin, he says, Tzarchin, because over there, it says, Yeminayer, from your beged, the offer, you have dust. So you're allowed to take the avak off. And over there, you don't need water. Over there, you don't need water. Faket. Over there, it's also. Because it's called melabein, even though there's no water. Rashi over here says it's not melabein mamash, there's no water. Over there it seems to imply there's no water, and it's still melabein. So the Shaar Tzion Taka answers, and he says, over there it becomes clean without water. So you don't need water. Water is not a condition, you need be'etzim. Mashekin by tit, it only gets cleaned with water. So then you need taka water. Now, this din that we're saying, that from the inside it's mutter, and from the outside, it's also. So the Tur in Shin Bei says that's only by lach, if it's still wet. But if it's crumply, if it's hard, if it's hardened, so then you can't do it even bifnim. By Yovish, it's also even bifnim. Because that's called toichen. You're being toichen it. He doesn't say asmalabin. He says you're being toichen, you're grinding it from the inside. He says, what is a hard piece of cement that you have stuck in your clothing? That means it started off as soft, and then it became hard. It was nisyabish and became a chuber to itself. So mela, that's called the mice of trina. So from soft to hard, and now you were crushing it. So it's called ein teichen ach teichen. So mela says not so poshut. Why would be awesome? Zog the gemara weiter. Meisvei, you're telling me that maybe fnim it's mutter. Meisvei, the following kasha tich agavi menalo. If you have it on your foot, on your shoe, on the sole, megagoy begav sakin. You're allowed to use the back of a knife. The back of a knife is muta. Vishal bigdoy, and if it's on the baguette, megagoy bitzipoyin, you're allowed to use your nails. Uvatzli chaskes, you can't be meshavshavit. My lav shalei chaskes klal, meaning even from the inside you're not allowed to. Loy shalach, so mashman nalag, we just said mibifnim, it's muta. So come on, loy, shalei chaskes mibachutz. It mashma that only mebechutz in aladu, but only mebefnim you are allowed to. Like the Gemara says, Rashi explains, it's not buch milsa that is melabein, and it's not melabein mamish because ain't shomayim. So it's really two sugi: the sugi of toichen and the sugi of melabein. Let's just see the bottom toises, the one before the bottom. Dilma osi lashvi gumas. Now, even though we paskin that dovashen miskaven like a pshimen,
So lechare dilma also mashve gumers. Why is it a? It's you're not mechavim to mashve gumers at all. So zokta says gazrinon kshe osuk lekaneh ragla. While you're wiping your sole of your foot, yishkach, you forget it Shabbos. V'yiskaven lashve gumers. Meaning it's not pshat. We asking like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tos Rid wants to answer this chash is ashve gumers only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dovashen miskaven also. But Tos is saying no. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, if you forget it Shabbos, then you miskaven the chash is you miskaven mamish to ashve gumers. So if you mechaven, about it's also according to Rabbi Shimon too. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omens.